to laugh loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year. The more I laugh, the more I fill with glee, and the more the glee, the more I'm a merrier me.
Good morning. It's January 26th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name, and the music you are listening to is I Love to Laugh from the Mary Poppins soundtrack, Edwin, Julie Andrews, and Dick Van Dyke. Today's title is Laughter. Among those I admire, I can find no common denominator, but among those whom I love, I can. All of them make me laugh. W. H. Auden. Who says that laughter's the best medicine? Well, actually, King Solomon the Wise probably said it first. A cheerful heart is good medicine, Proverbs 17:22. But down through the centuries, there have been many a pundit who agreed. Laugh whenever you can. It is cheap medicine. Lord Byron. I can tell you I feel better immediately and for the rest of the day when at Thanksgiving this last year, I went to use the restroom in my sister-in-law's home, and the toilet water glowed in rotating colors when I lifted the seat. Amazon $8.99, for real. Likewise, at Christmas, I went to do an exam on a long-term patient. Remember, I am a gynecologist, who was already in the stirrups when I entered the room. When I lifted the sheet, there were two small red felt-clad black-booted Santa feet projecting from there. Also for real. Okay, I'm going to go a little medical on you for a minute. Multiple studies have shown that more frequent laughter reduces blood sugar, reduces pain from surgery, injury, and chronic conditions, lowers blood pressure, and improves complex problem-solving ability and boosts creativity. Extensive evidence suggests that couples who laugh have stronger, longer marriages. Apparently, laughter creates a positive emotional environment and strengthens a sense of connection between two people. Psychology Today, June 2016. Dr. Michael Miller of University of Maryland showed recently that laughter acts on the endothelial lining of the blood vessels, causing them to relax, expand, and improve blood flow. In fact, laughter was as effective as aerobic exercise. The endothelium not only regulates blood flow to the brain and heart, but it secretes chemicals that affect clotting, wound healing, and response to infection and injury. It is unclear if the effect is due to the rapid movement of the diaphragm with laughter, or perhaps the release of endorphins from the happy brain. It could be that nitrous oxide, which plays a role in vasodilation, is decreased by mental stress and increased by laughter and relaxation. Everybody has a slightly different sense of humor. My dad's favorite joke was illustrative. Do you know why one side of the V is longer when geese fly over in formation? Answer: more geese on that side. Or maybe a one-liner from the late Mitch Hedberg. What about refried beans? I mean, maybe fried beans are just as good and we're just wasting time. God created laughter. Any serious student of the Bible will tell you that there's laughter throughout. Much of the Old Testament is in acrostic, where the first and sometimes last letters of lines of prose spell out a word. Often this formed a play on words or a hidden joke. God laughed at the defiant nations. He brought laughter to Sarah with the birth of Isaac in her old age. He created us to laugh. There's a time to laugh, Ecclesiastes 3:4. God's sense of humor? He made the platypus and the armadillo, didn't he? Jesus was fully man and fully God. He had to laugh. He told funny stories called parables. A plank in your eye? Fitting through the eye of a needle? Tell me he didn't chuckle turning water into wine at that wedding. Laughter's just flat out a good thing all around, as long as it isn't at the expense of another. The secret of life lies in laughter and humility. G.K. Chesterton. If we couldn't laugh, we would all go insane. Robert Frost. The earth laughs with flowers. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Lord, let your spirit help us to lighten up. Help us remember not to sweat the small stuff, and that it's all small stuff, as Richard Carlson said. Spur us to lighten someone else's load with a laugh. Amen.
embarrassing. The more I'm the merrier me.
Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this.
Dreadful.
Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sakes, hissing and fizzing like snakes. Not at all attractive to my way of thinking.
Some laugh too fast. Some only blast. Others, they twitter like birds.
You know, you're as bad as he is.
Then there's that kind what can't make up their mind. When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak, as the squeakers do. I got to let go with a ho.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Loud and long and clear. We love to laugh.